hi, it's Mac Smacoggin here on Audio Boo, and I'm in the park again, but this time I'm taking the long way around. It's quite a calm and peaceful afternoon, grey, overcast, but very nice for a wee walk. So, as I said, the long way around, and I wanted to talk about, in this particular audio boo, about men's fashion, or I'll put it another way, what us men would get away with wearing, or why we can't wear things that the ladies, the women, can wear. And I'll tell you what brought this about. We shop in Glasgow quite a lot, and of course there's style around here in our hometown. But you go through to Glasgow, you go through to Edinburgh, and you see all these wonderful clothes. Brilliant, amazing shoes. Maybe not practical, some of these shoes, 8-inch heels and 4-inch platforms. But it's just the style, the colours, and the ladies can wear beautiful skirts, tops, blouses, dresses, skinny, tight jeans, slacks. And of course the current fashion is what? Black, I don't know what you call them, black slacks. They're not slack because they're tight to the skin, but they're not tights. So they're tight slacks. And the modern fashion is to pull them on and wear whatever the hell you like on top of it. So you can have a dress, a skirt, a top, doesn't matter, jewellery, earrings, bracelets, lovely necklaces. And of course, nowadays the ladies get their nails done. There's so many nail bars opening up. Toenails, fingernails, their hair all done, the makeup, to varying degrees, of course. And I just thought, you know, they look so beautiful in their stuff. All these, the fine colours and styles. You walk up Buchanan Street in Glasgow and you see the girls and the ladies in beautiful stuff, looking so stylish and gorgeous and just so lovely to see it. And yet here's us guys. Now, I know some guys do dress up a bit, but they are not the norm. The average guy, what does he have on? A pair of jeans, sensible shoes, maybe some nice comfortable fashionable shoes, and maybe a nice jumper or jacket or jerkin or something. But we wouldn't get away with wearing all those lovely things and having all the nice things done to us that the girls do. And it really annoys me because I want to grow my hair long again. And I want to go out there with whatever the hell I want to put on, because the ladies do it. They can put on whatever the hang they like and still look good. Within reason, of course. But it's just amazing that in this modern cultural day of unisex, in fact, I'd say more to the point nowadays, that the ladies are taking the lead in life. They're becoming more prominent and vocal and in stature. And they've all got this wonderful array of clothes and fashion. Going to Primark and see all these ladies. I'll have that and I'll have that. And I go, you know, I'd love to wear, not dresses. I hope nobody's got the wrong impression of what I'm trying to say here. But I really would love to wear colourful slacks, really colourful slacks and, well, you know, lovely sneakers. Colourful sneakers, maybe tartan ones, and a really nice top with some kind of small bracelet medallion kind of hang around my neck. I do have a crucifix, but that's usually hidden away for practical reason, because I'd just snag it on something and it would just break it. And jackets that just people would say, look at that guy's jacket, and look at his slacks and his trousers and his shirt. I'd love to do that. And I guess loads of us guys out there would love to do that. And we can't. Why? Because it wouldn't be accepted. I don't mean in the fact that somebody would say, you can't wear that, hey, get that off. I just mean that, you know, we would be stared at, we'd be looked at, we'd be talked about. But why the hell? Why can't we do that? Why can't we wear this stuff? In this day and age, when everything is so unisex, why are we still restricted by what we could wear? You ladies have it all. You really do. I envy you to bits. Here I am, walking up through the park. I'll be heading up the town. I have nice, sensible walking boots on. Blue jeans. Wranglers. A lovely, comfortable, and very practical white iron jumper. Keeps me snug. And a red and grey winter jacket. And my leather Italian gloves. Chuck that one in because they're stylish. But that's it. Take a photograph of this. Nobody's going to say, God, look at the style of that guy, you know. He's just so practical. I hate being practical. I would love to dress up. I'd love to be able to dress up. I go into Glasgow and walk up Buchanan Street or any of the streets and nobody say, oh God, look at him over there. Because if we do it, I mean, yeah, tradition in this country says that someone who dresses like that is either gay or transsexual or something. And that's all bloody wrong. Why does wearing really smart gear, I mean, away from the norm of what guys would wear, in other words, why does that transform into being gay or transsexual? That's a load of nonsense. And yet, that's probably what would happen. And it's a damn shame. I'd love to go in there and just have that in there, off the rail, or have those off the shoebox, and be able to go about and say, oh God, I feel good. Because that's what women do, you see. They dress up and they feel good about themselves. I know because my wife does it in the morning. Now, my wife is not one of these people who's right into fashion and buys stuff all the time, unlike her sister who does, who likes her bling. But my wife, even in the morning, she'll, the hair was brushed and groomed so it's shining. She'll pick out what underwear she's going to wear. Why? Nobody else is going to see it bar me. But she'll pick out the underwear she's going to wear. Then she'll decide on tops, going up the street and maybe change her shoes. All sensible shoes. She doesn't never wear heels, really. But the point is, she will take that time to say, oh, how does that look? And how does that look? What do I do? Get up, pull the jeans on, pull a T-shirt or a half-sleeve shirt on or something. That's me. I'm gone. You know? But I would so love to be able to do all that. Yeah. Okay, so, ladies, I tip my hat to you. Not only are you progressing in life with everything in life that is in existence at the moment, gaining your foothold on equal terms with us guys who think we know all, but also you've got the big advantage of being able to just look so cool and wear what the hell you like. And us men will just go, okay, that shit looks nice, you know. I don't want women, I don't expect women to look at me at my age and say, God, he looks cool. I want to do it for me. I want to be able to take my time, decide what I'm going to put on when I'm going out, and just feel great about myself, rather than feel Mr. Practical again. Anyway, I love you ladies. You all look great. No matter what you've got on, you just seem to look great. And I admire your confidence in yourselves. I wish us guys could gain the confidence to wear what we like and get away with it without being called names. Bye for now.